They prostrated themselves before him, and opening their treasures, they'd offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. We get to ponder today the coming of the Magi to adore Christ the King, the infant Christ, there in the manger. And here we are, and King Herod and all of Jerusalem are troubled. Jerusalem's troubled because Herod's troubled. When Herod's troubled, he does irrational things. He was a wicked man, and the people knew that. And so when he began to be troubled, the rest of Jerusalem realized, we're in trouble. What is he going to do now? Of course, we see later on what he does do. Eventually, when the Magi leave without returning to him, he orders the killing of all the children under two, all the boys under two, in Bethlehem. We see why all of Jerusalem was troubled, because they had seen him lash out in this way before. But here he sends the Magi off looking for the infant Christ, the coming King of the Jews. And off they go because of this star that they've seen in the sky. And when they arrive, they see the Christ child with Mary, the Virgin Mother of God. And so they prostrate themselves, doing him homage, giving him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. I want to focus on those gifts today that they gave to him, one, what they symbolize and what they point to and show us about Christ, but then to apply also in our own lives this gold, frankincense, and myrrh to inspire us to offer something to the infant Christ, to Jesus present with us in the Eucharist. They give him gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Gold, of course, representing his kingship. It's the best, in a sense, that we have to offer. And so they give him this, recognizing his kingship of the Jews, that this special star has risen in the sky. Frankincense giving honor and worship to the Lord as our prayer rises in worship. But there's also other insight in frankincense that we want to look to here briefly, about how incense, frankincense, is made. And we'll get to that in a second. And then myrrh as well. It's a bizarre gift to give an infant, right? To give the infant embalming fluid. It's basically what they've done, right? But it's pointing to his mission. You and I, out of the abundance of God's goodness, he's created you and I to have life and have it abundantly and have it for all eternity if we receive that gift of salvation from the Lord and continue to follow him. Christ is born not to live, but to die. This is why he came. And so the gift of myrrh points to his death. This is why he's come. And by his death and his resurrection, he gives us life and life eternal with him. But let's look at the gold and the frankincense and the myrrh from our own perspective to apply it to ourselves. Gold representing kingship, but also the best we have to offer. And that's easy sometimes to give the Lord the best that we got. But to give him everything, to give him the first fruits of our day in prayer, those best moments of our day, to carve that out for God. That first fruits of our week when we come consistently to Sunday Mass. Saturday night Mass is fine too, of course. But when we come and we give him that first day of the week, we rest from work and we pray and prostrate ourselves before him. Then we go and spend time with our family and our loved ones. We carve out the best of our week for him. And it applies to all across our life, whether it's our work, our family, our own gifts and talents, whatever it is, to place them at the feet of the Lord for his honor and glory. Frankincense is made from the sap of a tree. We could call it the blood of the tree, in a sense. You get the sap from the tree, and it coagulates, it hardens, and it becomes this rock of incense that we then place on a hot coal. And there on the hot coal, this hardened blood of the tree, the sap of the tree, is transformed by the hot coal into this fragrant aroma, this fragrant incense rising up in prayer to God. And we can symbolically use this for the worst that we have, the most difficult things in our hearts, the blood of our heart, of our lives that coagulates over time, that hardens because of unforgiveness or something that's been done to us or something we ourselves had done. And it's hardened and it's caused a crust over our own heart. The Lord wants that too, us to give it to him here and for him to transform it. And rather than putting the incense on a coal, we place that hardened part of our heart, those sorrows in our heart, the difficult things in our life, we place it on the burning coal of Christ's sacred heart. We come here to communion. We come to adore him in the Eucharist. And there before him, he's able to transform the worst that's happened in our life, the sorrows, the deaths, the difficulties, the sin that's done to us, the unforgiveness, whatever it is. And he's able to transform it into a fragrant offering to God, his heavenly Father. And so frankincense, in a sense, can represent the worst that we have to give. And yet we put it on the heart of Christ, that burning furnace of charity, and allow his heart to transform it into this fragrant offering. We offer him the best we have. We offer him the worst we have. That is to say, we offer him everything. And then, with the myrrh, it's our death. We offer him our death, the very moment of our death, and all of our eternity. How many times we pray that Hail Mary, and we say over and over again, Mary, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death, asking her to be present there, to bless that moment. So even that last moment, that last breath, is made for the glory and honor of God. And who knows when one of us will go? Certainly one of us here will go this year. But we offer and consecrate that moment known to God alone to him today. And that's our offering of myrrh. Lord, when you want it, how you want it, may it be for your glory, so that the best that I am, the worst that I am, and the moment of my death are gifts given to you. And so that all my, with those gifts, every breath I have here and all of my eternity will be lived for your greater glory.